a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, now the weather hasn't really turned yet. I mean, cold mornings, but lovely afternoons.
So, it's very autumny.
Very autumny. So still having a vino outside, maybe? Maybe. Lunchtime vino. If me and you are having a vino, right?
Yeah.
Imagine it.
Yeah.
Perfect day.
Yeah.
Because we're hanging out outside.
I know,
work,
right?
Right?
Yeah. Amazing. Great, yeah.
I don't know how we got the time, but here we are.
Yeah.
And then you look down, you're like, there's a fly in my pinot.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, frustrating.
Or a little fruit fly or a fly, whatever. Okay, what do?
You get your finger in there and you fish it out.
Yeah, right? And you keep on drinking the drink.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
I wouldn't throw out a whole drink just because a fly went in. I mean, it's like $17 a glass.
Oh, do you know what? Depends. Whoa, hang on.
That's where we go, mate.
$17.
We're on this lunchtime thing. We never get to go for lunch. We're pushing the boat out.
Oh, I thought we were at home.
Oh, yeah, we can be at home. All right. It's $5 a glass.
Yeah, it's two bottles for $17. That's what it is.
Yeah.
No, I think I have before thrown out like the bottom of a, like say the last third of a beer.
Yeah.
If it's had a fly in it, knowing full well that I had plenty more in the fridge.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Well, there's this study that's come out and look, I think don't get bogged down in her name. Okay.
Okay.
She's a scientist.
Yep.
She's a senior lecturer in clinical microbiology.
Okay. Sounds
over
smart.
In the UK.
Yep.
Primrose Freestone. Move on. Move on. Anyway, she's written a study.
Hello.
Primrose Freestone.
Freestone.
So she said flies.
Yeah.
Fruit flies and flies, disgusting creatures. Like we know that,
gross,
right? She
said
compost heaps, rubbish bins,
turds.
Wherever there's rot,
yep.
those flies are there and their body has the germs on them.
Great.
So when they go into your glass of wine,
yeah.
and I was like, I don't want to read the rest of this story, but I did.
Okay.
And I'm pleasantly surprised. She said wine tends to have between 8 and 14% ethanol.
Oh.
Okay. Right. And has a pH of around 4 or 5. What does it mean, science guy? What does it mean, Primrose?
What does it mean? Yeah, tell us, Primrose Freestone.
It means that it's okay because the alcohol will kind of kill anything.
Ah, brilliant.
The germs, it will really be bad for you.
That's
so just
great.
Flick it out and chug on.
Do you know the great news too is no beer that I drink is less than 8% anyway. So
So those flies are, they're long gone.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This is it.
Guess the year.
Up, hey. All right, time to play Geelong Surf Coast and Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about Guess the Year. Here's how it works. We play little bits of songs. We cast our minds back. Through the mists of time, try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard said song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper, or in this case, my hand, because I don't have, I've found a pen.
Would you like me to tear you off a little
lovely,
bit
lovely, thanks. While you do that, I will go on. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement.
There you go, Tom. There's a bit of paper for you.
Thanks, mate.
Always be prepared.
I don't know where my notepad is. All right, if you're playing along at home or in the car, 10 and 2, just keep it up here. We trust you. Question number one for Guess the Year, let's play.
Oh. Let's just say, little Lauren.
Yeah.
Laid on her bed, maybe, with this, playing as a CD single.
Yeah.
Pining for Mark Philippoussis.
Do you know what's great is he lives here. We can get him on and tell him that if you would like. I'm sure you weren't the only one.
Pray for someone.
Okay.
You know who that was, Lingy?
Yeah, Billy Joel.
Yeah, Billy Joel. All right, let's.
Okay. I don't know, but.
I'm trying to place that at peak Philippoussis now.
I think I might have gone a little bit early, but I'd rather be early than late, if you know what I'm saying, with this game. All right, 3, 2, 1.
1994. Oh, good cross section there.
4, 6, 7. Let's find out.
The year was 1998.
Oh,
that's me. Yes.
Well done, mate. Really? 98?
Yeah,
that
I knew
seems
it was around that.
Late. I'm not challenging it.
Oh, this guy.
But I'm thinking about it.
He cannot.
Move on.
Question number two.
It's a hard little breakdown to learn that one, and when you do, womanizer, like it's that little bit.
Yeah, right. Do you want to give us a little example?
Once you nail it, you feel really good about yourself.
Who were you lying on your bed pining to that song?
I was standing up pining for.
What era of Britney is womanizer?
Oh, is that Britney?
Yeah.
It's not Billy Joel.
Real? Yeah, I know. This is a hard one.
All right, I've got it then.
This is a hard one.
I'm having a guess. All right, ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
2008.
4, 8, 10. Here we go.
The year was 2008.
Oh, on the nose.
That's a Tom.
Hey.
Well done,
all
Tommy.
Right, here all we right. go. Here we go. This is for the win for you, all right?
Yep.
Take it to a tiebreaker if Log gets involved. Here we go. Don't tell my heart.
I'll never move like that again. I promise.
He's wearing his leather-bound boots and a belt with brass today.
I am.
And his beautiful Aaron Williams shirt. So you're in the vibe.
I'm vibing it.
This could be the win. Imagine he wins on Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, come on,
You've
Billy
got
Ray.
The start of a mullet coming out the back too.
Have I?
You need a bit of a haircut, mate.
He just got a haircut.
He got the top cut.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I'm growing it. I'm letting it flow.
Awesome.
I'm letting it party. All right, I've got mine.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. 1991.
5.
Oh, 1, 4, 5. Here we go.
The year was 1992.
Oh,
I'll take it. I'll take it if you don't mind.
Damn.
Lingy, can we check in with the leaderboard, please?
Yeah, we can. This sucks. Tommy, you are up to 9 for Guess the Year. I'm on 4 and Log's on 3.
All right.
That's a big gap opened up now.
Hey, it's a big year.
Anytime you want to concede, guys, I'm more than happy to take the win for the year. All right, we will play again next Tuesday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I have come across a photo of an event in which one Tom Lewis had attended when he was up in Brizzy.
Can I just say, I mean, off the back of you pulling apart my holiday and now you pulling apart my holiday, can you just stop?
I will.
When you're on holiday, and particularly when it's interstate, nothing counts.
When your behaviour becomes appropriate, we will stop.
Yes, Cameron Ling. The thing is, you tried to tell me last week that Tom has done something that would fracture our relationship. Now, admittedly, I got very upset.
You jumped to a few conclusions.
I thought you went to SeaWorld.
And we had the joy of watching you jump.
And I wasn't very impressed, although I still believe, even though you say you didn't, I don't fully believe that.
Mm.
But what you did do was buy Aldi slides.
Yeah.
Yeah, and wore them too many places.
They're beautiful. They're so colourful.
Cool.
They're bright.
And see, Lingy thought that would make me hate you. However, it only made me like him more. I know in this case, though, you are not going to like this, Lingy.
So now you're saying you've got something that's going to fracture the relationship and
it's
maybe...
It's going to fracture your relationship, you boys.
Rock this team to its core.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It wasn't... Like, it was a great holiday, but it wasn't that outrageous. I don't know what I did.
I have a photo here.
Oh.
Now, the only reason that I cannot get this photo to you today, Cameron Ling, is because it is not enhanced enough for my liking.
Ooh.
The photo itself.
Hang on, are you going to doctor it or Photoshop it? That's unfair.
No, 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 no. I'm waiting
that
for
is unfair.
A I am waiting for a clearer image to be sent.
Oh, high res.
Me.
Can you just flash your phone to me without showing him? Oh, well, that's unfair. That where'd you get... There is a mole in my friendship.
I know. I know that I will be able to get clear evidence of this.
Oh, man.
So you're not even going to share the slightly...
No, because I don't want to put Tom in this position if it's not true. However, I believe it may be. due to this little dramatization
can
of
you
emotions.
Exit out happening. Of that photo and tell, show me the text message stream, the contact. Who is messaging this?
No, that's fine. But what I will say,
I was pretending to not care, or not pretending. I actually didn't care. But now, by Tom's reaction, I really want to know what that photo is.
And
he's quite upset.
Apparently, a photo will be sent to me today. So enjoy the last 24 hours of this relationship, boys.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
I don't call.
Don't actually call us. We don't need your help. It just rhymed for the song. You're not here for many of these, are you, Lingy?
No, but I do enjoy it when I get to listen to it. It's a lovely little duet.
I'm bringing this one to the table. This is for parents, but also this is not my content. So I'm going to throw over to the guys at Lad Bible Australia to explain today's is it a hack or just doing a thing? I say, come on now. Come on, Lad Bible. Let's try again.
Here's just an ad about lawns.
This mum has found the best hack to help her baby drift off to sleep after developing chronic back pain from putting her firstborn to sleep every night. She made it her mission to find a better solution when she came across this flapping fish toy. She ordered one, attached it to her baby's back, and left it to work its magic. It gave the baby the same sensation of being patted, allowing her to fall asleep and saving mum from more back pain. What a genius solution.
Oh, I could see that video.
Okay, so the flapping fish, I know I've seen them because you get them for cats. And
toy.
Dogs and stuff. It's like a dog toy and a cat toy.
It's like it's robotic, but soft.
But it's soft, and then the tail just goes up and down.
Yeah.
So looking at the video, it's so basically strapped around the midriff.
Yeah, so it looks like some sort of like almost a dressing gown.
Hockey strap.
No, it's not an hockey strap. It's a dressing gown belt sort of thing, a little satiny one.
And the tail is doing the patting motion on the bum, the nappy.
The bum. The baby's sleeping on its side and wearing one of those sleep bag things, and the fish is patting it on the bum.
Okay, I would maybe suggest maybe you're there holding the fish, and then once the baby's asleep, you take the fish away.
Can I throw in safe sleeping techniques?
That's a contentious issue of strapping something around the waist of your child while they're asleep.
So maybe it's doing a thing. Maybe it's not a hack.
I don't think maybe that's a hack.
Doing a thing you shouldn't be doing?
Maybe. Do we have a song for that, Tom?
No, we do not.
Improv log, go.
No, sorry, my brain went, you can say, but I'm leaving. You can't put pressure on me.
Oh, wait, so it's doing a thing you're not supposed to be doing, okay?
Yeah, okay. Right, here we go.
Is it a hack or just doing a
thing you're not supposed to be doing?
And give us a ring.
I thought you were going to do it.
Speaking of ringing, you just phoned that in.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.